The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast, Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I am thrilled to bring back Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who has spent some time with me on a previous podcast episode, but the information was so amazing, I convinced her to come back for more. So just to remind everyone, Dr. Lyon is an integrative medicine doctor that practices in both New York City and San Diego. She's trained in cognition and nutrition, as well as functional medicine, and she's pioneered what's called muscle-centric medicine that really looks at skeletal muscle as an endocrine organ that is very responsible for our metabolic rate and what's happening within our body. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lyon.
Hi there. So happy to be back. We had such a great conversation before.
We did. And just to recap for everybody who may not have caught the previous episode, Dr. Lyon and I really tried to unpack the whole idea of how critical protein is for skeletal muscle, for our metabolic rate, how we may be needing to have up to 30 grams three times a day. That's almost 100 grams of protein per day for the average person who is just trying to lose maybe that last 5 to 10 pounds or so. And then the equation completely changes when it comes to someone who has a significant more amount of weight to lose. So that entire episode is fascinating, and you can definitely find it on iTunes. But what I want to approach next, because we didn't have time to get into it, was really the role of supplements in this whole equation of muscle-centric medicine. And I know you had started to talk about vitamin C, and I'm just curious, like, what does vitamin C do? How should we be getting it? Do we all need infusions? What's its role in skeletal muscle? And what are some of the other supplements you recommend as we're all trying to understand how to shift our metabolic rate?
So ascorbic acid is interesting, or vitamin C, and it, well, first, before I tell you about the supplements, let's talk about, on a fundamental level, it's really important to reduce inflammation. When your body is inflamed, mm-hmm. it's secreting things called cytokines, cytokines from adipose tissue and from the immune system. When your body is inflamed, even chronic levels, low levels of inflammation really impair the muscle tissue because it affects the tissue. Step one would be to reduce inflammation. We talked about diet in the previous episode, and then if we move on to mm-hmm. supplements, there are some certain key supplements that work very well, and I am very particular about the supplements that I use because I'm very evidence-based. Being trained at WashU, it's really important to be able to extrapolate the data to then apply it to people. Mm-hmm. Ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is one of my favorites for reducing inflammation. And we actually, we've spoken about this. We both use IVs in our clinic. And right. in terms of the benefits of vitamin C, it's a water-soluble reducing agent. And we actually lost the ability to synthesize it. As humans, we're one of the only animals that don't make it anymore. We lost mm-hmm. that ability. It was originally made in the liver. And it's a scavenger of free radicals. It modulates the DNA binding capacity of certain inflammatory markers and NF-kappa B, which is inflammatory. Interestingly, it reduces fasting blood glucose, so it improves metabolic profiles. And at high doses, we know it can actually become a pro-oxidant, so if you do high-dose vitamin C. So some of the protocols that I use for lowering inflammation, the data, if you look at the research, is actually really only on 1,000 milligrams twice a day, that mm-hmm. I am sure is not enough, right? So if we
yeah,
have to get everything
low.
From our diet, that is likely not enough. What I use in my clinic is I use a tissue saturation protocol, and I mm-hmm. start with 1.5 grams of buffered C, and I have my patients record the amount, and then I have them repeat that dose every 15 minutes until they have like a watery stool. Sorry to gross anyone out, but we're all into health here. And based on that amount, they can find out what their personal need is for vitamin C. They then calculate it at 75%. So, for example, if they require 10 grams of vitamin C to go through a cleanse, 75% mm-hmm. of that would be 7.5 grams daily. And that is something
now,
amazing
you're doing this-
for reducing inflammation.
And you're doing this in the clinic, and you're starting with 1.5 grams. Are you doing this IV, or are you doing this orally and trying
Oral.
To get that
they
effect?
Can go home and do it.
They can go
home and do it, and I recommend they do it on a weekend. don't do
that. Yes, near a bathroom, preferably. So again, because the side effects of high-dose vitamin C are often abdominal pain, cramping, and diarrhea. But you're saying find what that number is and then reduce your daily dose down to 75% of whatever that number is. And that's how much you should be taking orally every single day to beat inflammation. And guys, you've heard me talk inflammation a million times by now. We know inflammation is the root of just about everything we're dealing with in this era of medicine. So beating inflammation comes into the metabolic equation, it comes into weight, it comes into cancer, autoimmune disease, mental health, focus, concentration. I could go on forever. So it is all about beating inflammation, but we have never on this show talked about the role of vitamin C in that inflammation equation. What about IV vitamin C? What's the role for that in kind of what you do? And do you see a place for that as for those patients that are really struggling with weight? Like they have more than, you know, 50 to 100 pounds to lose. Is there a role for a more aggressive form of vitamin C?
Absolutely. I always speak about the severity of the illness or the severity of the dysfunction should match the severity of treatment. So that being said, if someone has a lot of adipose tissue, a lot of inflammation, their treatment should reflect that. High-dose vitamin C, I can start, you know, obviously we measure and make sure that they're healthy. I start with 25 grams, which is a lot. They don't get any GI distress. I see how they do, and I recommend that. You know, it's very good for people that are in a very inflamed state, have, say, other endocrine disruptors, high levels of metals if they don't want to do chelation. High-dose vitamin C at 25 grams, you can go up to 50. You can even go up higher. There's something I want to recommend, though. I just want to mention, actually. I see a lot of athletes, and I see a lot of athletes and elite military and people that are really focused on performance. They should never do high-dose vitamin C or oral-dose vitamin C around training because it actually inhibits. We talked about muscle as an endocrine organ. And one of the benefits of contracting muscle is it secretes interleukin 6. And what the actually work out or high dose right after a training, it decreases the muscle sensitivity to interleukin 6. And that's not the thing. So you want that interleukin 6 released from the muscle.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. For a lot of us, a delicious home-cooked meal is the ultimate luxury. It sounds so simple, but with all the planning, shopping, and kitchen knowledge required, not to mention all the time, we're lucky if we can even pull it off once a week. Now you can get healthy, delicious meals on the table with Sunbasket. That's right. Sunbasket delivers meal prep kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. And you pick from 18 weekly recipes. Just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, two bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, very exciting, Yucatan turkey chili verde and roasted paprika chicken. Come on, you've wanted to try a meal kit for a long time. Do it. Sunbasket is so cool, and I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy-to-prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and to get $35 off your first order. You got to try this. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
So remember, guys, anyone out there, we're talking vitamin C and we're talking about its role in inflammation and skeletal muscle response. And if you're training, if you have a big competition or anything like that, never take super high dose vitamin C because it essentially, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, diminishes the response of the skeletal muscle to IL-6, correct?
Yes. And they can do it, but they shouldn't do it the same day of training. They shouldn't do it for recovery on that day. They should do it the next day. And at high doses, it's a pro-oxidant, so it upregulates the body's ability to kind of heal itself. So that's something to keep in mind, that it becomes hydrogen peroxide. It becomes this pro-oxidant.
Fascinating. And, for everyone out there who's listening, you've probably seen a lot of the work on hydrogen peroxide and its role in a therapy for different illnesses. So vitamin C at super high doses is essentially turning into hydrogen peroxide. So we know, for example, that it's going to act as a pro-oxidant, helping the body to heal and, again, helping to reduce inflammation. Aside from vitamin C, what are maybe two other supplements that you've noticed? And you mentioned earlier that, a lot of what you're recommending is evidence-based. The research and the science are behind it. What are maybe two other supplements that you find super helpful when we're having this conversation about skeletal muscle, muscle response, metabolic rate, and weight? What do you think the next two would be?
Yes. Before I move on to that, can I mention something for practitioners?
Yes.
In terms of blood levels? Okay.
Yes,
so
please.
So for a practitioner, one of the things I always want to check for is G6PD deficiency, right? So before you infuse anyone, you want to make sure that they don't have G6PD deficiency. In terms of biomarkers, vitamin C is really good for patients who have elevated CRP and triglycerides and cholesterol. So it tends to be really good for those patients. And fasting blood glucose, because it does lower blood glucose. Those are a few markers that, if you see those, which is pretty much everybody, that those can really help for vitamin C.
Gotcha.
So the next supplement I recommend is resveratrol. Resveratrol is so interesting, and I recommend trans-resveratrol starting at 200 milligrams. And how this works is this actually mimics calorie restriction. Interestingly, when you think about from a molecular level, and I won't go into detail of this, but muscle protein synthesis happens with mTOR signaling. The longevity people are very interested in activating this complex called AMPK. And what resveratrol does is it actually activates AMPK, which is this thing that this signaling that mimics calorie restriction. So if people are overweight and really trying to lose tissue, their body can be dysregulated. The resveratrol at 200 milligrams mimics the calorie restriction. It also improves muscle mitochondria and fatty acid disposal. So it really generates ATP metabolism in the muscle, which is really
important. Gotcha. So we've got vitamin C.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 200 milligrams of a trans resveratrol. And then what would your third pick be?
That's a tough one because garlic and curcumin are both really kind of right up there. How about this? For you, let's say, what do you say? It's either or. The garlic is amazing because it helps with adiponectin, which is one of the good adipokines secreted from fat. And people that have a lot of visceral or belly fat have low levels of adipokine, adiponectin in particular. Garlic helps regulate that. And I use Kyolic, and there's good data out there at 1.2 grams a day of the Kyolic, and that's K-Y-O-L-I-C, and that really helps with the adiponectin, which is the good, which actually helps burn fat. So that's a great one.
Garlic. Okay, so Kyolic for everybody. Hopefully you guys caught that, but it's Kyolic that you can, I know it's easily available at many different stores and you can order it online. And then curcumin, you're a big fan of, as am I. What is your dose typically for curcumin in this scenario?
It is 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams, and it has to be, it's very poorly bioavailable. So there's the curcumin, there's a phytozyme complex with phosphatidylcholine, and that's a BCM-95, which is 500 milligrams three times a day. There's one with black pepper, but black pepper is an irritant, and the reason they put the black pepper in is because it irritates the belly and it increases absorption. So if someone really has a lot of an inflamed belly, that's not my first go-to, but that mixture would also be 500 three times a day. Interestingly, there's studies to show that up to 3.6 grams for 4 months can be used in cancer.
Yes.
And
I have seen
that. That's interesting. Yep. Another thing that's important to mention is I don't supplement I don't have them go on it for months at a time. We talk a lot about drug holidays. I recommend supplement holidays. They should have a discrete period of time at which they're utilizing these things, and then they take a break. So whether it's a 2 or 3 month protocol, you go on it for 2 or 3 months and you stop. You stop for a month. It's really important to allow the body to reset and just balance itself so it doesn't become dependent on some of these things.
Fantastic. So vitamin C, resveratrol, curcumin, and garlic, all important in this equation of trying to balance skeletal muscle, thinking of it as an endocrine organ really responsible for the regulation of insulin, the regulation of blood sugar, which ultimately, guys, we're talking weight. We're talking anything from just losing those last few pounds to preventing aging to really struggling with a significant weight gain and obesity of over 50 pounds or so. You know, lastly, Dr. Lyon, for all those folks that are out there and they're listening to us and they're fascinated by this information, but they can't necessarily come to our clinics, are there some basic labs or testing that you recommend, you know, that they seek out that may help guide them and their practitioners as they try to kind of dig through all of this?
Absolutely. I always get a fasting leptin level, and leptin is the driver for energy expenditure. They should all get a fasting leptin level, and that should be less than 20. Okay. I also recommend, and if they're above 20, then you really want to implement those fasting protocols, and there's other dietary strategies that I recommend. All patients and practitioners should get CRP and a SED rate and ESR. I always test thyroid because thyroid actually changes the morphology of muscle tissue differently than it changes it in men versus women. Women are very sensitive to thyroid and hypothyroidism in the muscle. It actually atrophies their muscle. And that's very interesting. It changes them from a type 1 to a type 2 fiber, and then it atrophies it. Very interesting. So a full thyroid panel, I always measure reverse T3, and that is block the active metabolism of T3, and that should be less than 15. I also always measure fasting insulin and fasting blood glucose and hemoglobin A1C. It's important to note that practitioners will find that with higher protein diet, people will tend to run higher blood glucose, higher fasting, higher blood glucose, higher hemoglobin A1C, but they will have a lower insulin level. And the reason that their hemoglobin A1C is a little bit higher is their body is relying on its own stores to make glucose through gluconeogenesis, so their blood sugar is actually stable.
Gotcha.
So their blood sugar is actually stable.
Well, and you again have been...
A lot of,
I mean, this is all super important information, really critical. So, guys, if you're out there and, again, you're trying to – I bet you're taking notes furiously, trying to take all this information down. Yeah. But hopefully this has been helpful because we both know. I mean, we practice and we both know that it's always hard, you know, to reach a physician and understand, you know, how your body's functioning and wrap your head around this. So hopefully some of these lab values will help as well if you request them and start looking for them. For the practitioners that are out there, this may help too as we, again, shift our thinking to muscle-centric medicine, which Dr. Lyon has helped pioneer, and how skeletal muscle is really responsible for a lot of our metabolic rate, a lot of the dysregulation, a lot of the sarcopenia and the disease that we see later on in life. And this is a conversation that should begin early. It should start at 30, not at 50 or 60. So spread the word, spread the message, help everybody really find their energy and find their power, and think about protein and some of these great supplements as a solution to helping you kind of find that perfect metabolic rate. Dr. Lyon, thank you so much. And just remind the audience again of the best way to connect with you.
They can find me at my website, www.drgabriellelyon.com. They can find me. I'm very active on Instagram, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. Facebook is questionable because they're giving me a little bit of trouble, but they can find me at Gabrielle, you know, who knows, but they can find me on Facebook at Gabrielle Lyons Yope. And I think that that is it. They can email me at glyon@ashcenter.com. Any practitioners have any questions, I'm always happy to help. Whatever I can do to help spread the word. Protein is vital.
Wonderful.
For health.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. And I know you need to go. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Great. Can't wait.
And for everyone else, go out there and be your best self, find your power, and hopefully the information here will help you do so. Thank you.